I got a lot out of last week's talk. I thought
Good, good.
that would almost was worth being transcribed.
And good.
Fact, I did do a little bit of it myself.
I think there is a setting here if you want a transcription of the.
Oh, really? You get
Yeah,
text.
there should be. If I am correct, let's see. Maybe it is some setting that I would have to set before coming in. So I'll look at that if you want a little transcription thing.
I think we could just talk about exactly the same words and the same subject this week.
Indeed, it's the same. Yes.
Basically, we are always talking sort of about the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just hammering yourself with self. Like Maharaj says, it's direct spirituality. So there's we're not going round and round and talking about other things or having to research things and talk about extra spiritual words and things. It's just direct. You are that. Now it's up to you to investigate. Have a direct experience of your own self and remain there. And remain there is not really an action. It's just don't get involved in the exterior happenings of the outside world that you know is illusion.
And you say sometimes it's a choice, and it's an
Absolutely.
interesting. Isn't it?
Yeah, 11.
In the moment, you choose. Do I get
Don't need to
involved in the
move
outside
them.
world or do I remain with myself with self?
No, I was watching a show webinar. Okay. I'll move.
Don't make your bed so you can sleep.
And actually, I think we did have a question because I just remembered that one. Oh. Huh, I can't open. Oh, yeah, I can. Okay. I was going to say I can't open mail while I'm here, but I can. Okay. So here is something that came in. Hi, Joan. Do the thoughts that arise in our mind, are they predestined? Do we have any free will in this life, or is everything predestined? Thanks and regard. And with that, I would say predestined for who? If you believe yourself to be an individual, then you can say that my thoughts are predestined and my free will and this and that. But if you know yourself in a real sense as formless, then there's no deed, no doer, regardless of what appears. And again, we go right back to the dream. Dream is the same thing. Each one of those dreams characters appears to be doing something, appears to be speaking, appears to be walking, appears to be talking, having conversations. And then when you wake up, you know it's not true. And it's the same. So if you were to say, are my thoughts predestined? Your dreams are spontaneous. The world is spontaneous. The thoughts are not your thoughts. You identify with thoughts that are flowing naturally because of identification with the body. You have a local identification, and therefore you start to impress, this is my world, so to speak, my little part of the world. But you are the world. The world is within you. So, predestined for whom? And if you know yourself as formless, then wouldn't it make sense that the world is actually your thought? Because you no longer confined yourself to limited identification, thinking that thinking is going on inside of your head. You know, oh, the world is my thought. It's a long dream. And when you know yourself in a real sense, it's the same as waking up in the morning. Oh, this was not true. You know yourself in a real sense. You wake up from the dream right now because you know you're formless. And yet the dream keeps going. Okay. But you're no longer convincing yourself that you're an object within the dream. You just know yourself in a real sense. Okay. Scenes are appearing and disappearing. Objects are moving about. There is speaking. There is listening. There is movement. There's buying groceries. There's eating. But all of this is done within the bubble of illusion. And I'm actually outside of the bubble of illusion because the bubble of illusion appeared to me with the concept, the first concept, I exist, which created this bubble of illusion. When you lay down and sleep at night, you have a concept, I exist, that awakens you from the deep sleep and creates another bubble of illusion. The only difference is you were waking up from this bubble of illusion in the morning and you say, oh, it was a dream. But similarly, when you wake up from this waking illusion and knowing yourself in a real sense, direct experience of your own selfless self, oh, so this is also a dream. And now go about, do your job, do your duties. Nothing to worry about, nothing to impress. And that's it. If you believe yourself to be a body, then there can be a destiny. There can be a birth and a death. And a lot of other things come along with the concept of being a body. But when you know yourself in a real sense, this concept of birth and death don't make sense. The concept of destiny doesn't make sense. Because as Maharaj would say, so beautifully, he cuts it. Prior to beingness, did you know anything about destiny? When you came along with the body, the words destiny, the words spirituality, the words God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, the words body, the flow of thoughts that was identified with as body, my mind, my world, my existence, my life. All of these came along with the body, but you're not body. So you just remain in that state prior to the concept of being a form in a form-based existence.
It seems to me that one of the chief features of the bubble of illusion is the storyline and the comparisons, kind of just keep it going.
Well, the idea that there's a you that's separate from existence, this is like the master key that unlocks everything. Oh, if there's a you that's separate from existence through the concept I exist, then that's... Yeah, then everything appears.
Everything seems to exist.
Exactly, because there's a you to whom these experiences can happen.
So the thoughts seem to exist, but where are they? You know?
And you remain with your selfless self. Again, when you really truly know yourself as formless, and yet this body form is available, you can't say, okay, thoughts, if I'm formless, how are thoughts? It's basically the world. Because you could say, where's my mind? Well, my mind, if I'm formless, would naturally be the appearance of this world.
So the storyline starts with me.
Yeah, if there's no you, where can anything else be? How would you relate to anything if you didn't have a local identification? The space in the room cannot relate to anything because there is no local identification. Space is space. But if the space suddenly woke in this body and said, I'm this body, now space could have a local identification, and therefore there's a me and there's a you and there's all this stuff, but space has never not been space. It's just a misidentification with one of the objects within yourself that you say, this is me, and therefore there are others. And then the flow of thoughts impresses this due to this, like Maharaj says, the wrong files. Because as you're knowing yourself, you have mom and dad who's sitting there labeling this body, and you become this label. And then you start doing good things, bad things, good job, bad job, need to improve, need to do more, need to do less. Others are there. Others speak about, are you good? Are you bad? So then you need to have actions to do this, and you get lost. And all these wrong files are from the perspective that I am a body. And the mind, through the local identification, has thoughts, I am the doer of doing these things. And just stores it, stores a memory. But how do you store a memory? You store a memory from the position of being a body doing something, having an experience. When you know yourself in a real sense, you really don't store these experiences because there's no experience, no experiencer. It's scenes that will appear and disappear, appear and disappear. Oh, time to go do this thing. Okay, now this thing is done. I'm back. Maharaj again says it beautifully. Pick up the cup, drink the tea, put the tea back down. This is spontaneous action, and it's continuum. You're not thinking about 2 days from now how the tea was. And that's it. Just spontaneous action in the moment. There's no you. There's no doer. You're formlessly using form as needed in the moment because you are in the bubble of illusion as long as the form is available. As this form can sustain the essence, it's moist. You provide food and water, the form is available. You don't provide food and water, form is no longer available. But it's this specific form that's the power. A light bulb goes out, four other lights are still on. The power has not changed. The power is providing the power. One light has gone out. Okay. New form is created. Power is powering this power. Okay, now we have a new form. All the forms are within you. The empty lumps of goo are in a body factory, getting together and creating more lumps of goo. And all the energy, just like these light bulbs, more light bulbs, more energy, all the light bulbs are lighting, some go out. Some new ones are replaced. Some go out, some new ones are replaced. The power, the energy isn't changed. If there's 50 light bulbs and all of them go out except one, you could still see, oh, there's power and energy because this is, you can see the manifestation of this. And then I put all the 49 bulbs back in and whoop, the power and energy is still powering those bulbs. The energy is not concerned. Now, if the energy identified with one specific bulb, or like trees, if the trees could have consciousness in a human form and say, uh-oh, all my leaves are gone. What is going to happen to me? But this is a cycle. This is it. A form, the leaves are falling, the leaves are coming back. Leaves are falling, the leaves are coming back. There's no concern. Forms are appearing and disappearing, appearing and disappearing. Don't get caught up on this form, because this form, like Maharaj says, is a rental. It's only for a short time. You'll have this form for a while, and then you won't. But there will be more forms. This world, as we know, dinosaurs, the formless presence animated the dinosaurs and animated the little caveman people running away from the dinosaurs. And then those forms disappeared, and more forms came, and then another forms came and disappeared, and these two forms got together and created. The bodies continuously create. And the formless presence that you are continues to identify with different various forms, saying, this is me. I exist. Nothing wrong with that part. The part is when I identify as a specific form and I say, uh-oh, when this form is gone, I am no more. I see other forms leave. What happens to the person that they were? Well, in your dream, what happens to any of the people when you wake up? They're all just ceasing to exist. And yet, you're easily able to create more people the following night. And there's no, like, at the end of the dream, oh, we're going to have a dream funeral for all the people. It's so sad. They all lost their lives. But you have to know yourself in a real sense. Otherwise, then you have to say, oh, okay, I'm formless. So when I die, there's no trouble. But see, there's a trouble with this sentence, when I die, because there's a belief that there's something that can die. So then you don't know yourself in a real sense. You're still knowing yourself as a body. If you say, what happens when I die? Or I want to continue experiencing after death.
And then I can come up with a story that when I do feel my real self, that there was a switch that went off. And there's a switch that goes off when I go back into feeling like an individual.
Well, eventually, because you train your mind to want this sense of presence more than anything else. And then this sense of presence, as Nisargadatta Maharaj says, he remained with the I Am. The I Am revealed all the secrets. The I Am dissolved him. And this is the sense of presence. Selfless self. Your brain, your mind is a training itself. I want this more than I want these outside things. Because Master has said the world is illusion. So why give myself away? I now know this sense of presence. This amazing peace. So whenever anything happens in the quote outside world, I remain here. Now this black hole that is presence eliminates all the thoughts, all the body, world, mind, everything. Just nothing, nothing, nothing. Just I. I without anything. Nothing attaching to the I that I can identify with as myself. And even the sense of presence isn't true because, of course, if this presence can be known, then this knower of presence is prior to presence. Presence can only be known through the body form, but the knower is you can't say anything about this. It's like, but there'll be nothing to be known in that specific sort of instance of, oh, the knowingness of leaving the body, this leaving the body experience will be known because there's a knower of this leaving. That's why, like all the saints and the sages, they say that's the most blissful experience, because you're sitting, okay, but there's an awareness of the leaving. And then this is it. And you say, oh, that sounds very scary. But it's not scary because you know you're the one. Where do you go? How could you go anywhere? The last knowingness is I exist. I know the sense of existence. And now I know not the sense of existence, but I am. And because of being formless, the entire world is appearing within you.
But you won't know anymore anything.
You see, when we talk about the knowingness of the body, it's the experience of this known knowingness, and yet everything is like you can't. Again, going back to the light bulb as an example, this bulb goes out. All the other bulbs are still going. The power is still providing the power. If this body falls and John is no more, the energy is still in Beth, Trish, Alan, Keith. And I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Oh, can't hear her.
It's Renee.
Okay. Sorry,
that's okay.
Put your name there, it's
okay.
When I sit there and I say, "Oh, this is this," and not you.
That's okay. I'm not me anyway.
So. There you go. Exactly.
So we're all set.
There you go.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So John, get back to it again. We're feeling the intoxication of the selfless self. And the light goes out.
It's not like this. It's see, you're formless right now.
Yes.
So there's no
That's true, but there's some identification still as Beth. And so Beth's feeling the intoxication of the formless, selfless self.
Yes.
She feels that. But then this form dissolves and there's no sense of that anymore. But the power goes on in Alan and Trish and John and Renee. The power is going on, but there's no more Beth. There's no more Beth feeling anything. Because there never was any Beth. But Beth could sense that formlessness because she has a body.
It wasn't Beth sensing the formlessness.
No.
That presence knows, or you know yourself through the body. Yes. But the body gives you the experience, I exist. But this body, the experience I exist is continuum. There's not a, you're outside of this whole thing.
Well, I get that. But while we have bodies, we can sense.
But we don't have.
Because these bodies enable us to sense that.
As does anybody.
Yes.
Because you're not a particular body. So this knowingness of existence will, just like in the dream, you wake up then tomorrow night and you animate all those dream people. and the dream person that was there is no more, but they're not experiencing being alive, like as an individual. It's a, their forms appearing and disappearing. It's not a, yeah. I mean, you know yourself in a real sense. You're formless. These forms, there is no particular form that the sense of presence is arising. A bunny rabbit outside of your house right now has the sense, I exist. That sense of presence is arising. There may not be a consciousness of this and a consciousness of flow of thoughts, but the scent, the I exist, the presence in the form of a bunny rabbit or in the form of an ant or in the form of an elephant or in the form of anything, because it's animating all of these dead bodies. Your body, this body, all the bodies are dead bodies. Presence is providing the power. But again, there's not a, like, Beth ceases to exist, because Beth is a lump of goo, just like John is a lump of goo. And the experience of being John can easily be removed by knowing yourself in a real sense. So there's nothing to lose in that sense. Like, because you're not having an experience of being Beth now. Only the thought that I am Beth, or the conviction of the limited identification that Beth is living a life trying to know herself in a real sense to remove this concept of Beth, but the concept of Beth is false.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There can't be a loss of, like, oh, I won't experience anymore. Because just again, like the dreamer, when you're dreaming, you're experiencing as all those people, the animals, the everything that's in the dream, and then finish. But none of those have the concept of an individual consciousness that is being lost or being gained. It's just a, they're just because, appearances.
Because we have brains, it's a little harder.
Because of mind identification, body identification.
Bunny rabbit and the cat and the dog and all, they're powered by the force, by the same invisible force. But we have brains and we tend to identify with the body. Because we just do.
Long association with the body. And that's why when you know yourself in a real sense, you remain with that sense of presence. And that black hole literally will suck you in until there is nothing left. And this concept of where do I go won't be there.
We've been given these bodies, so we do feel it. We do feel the intoxication of the formless, selfless self. We feel that, right?
You're feeling the sense of existence, yes.
Yes, and you have...
But you don't identify that with an individual consciousness. You know that this is the reality.
I like your term, intoxication of the selfless self.
Selfless self intoxication, yes, because that's kind of to train the mind to remove the concept, I am something or I am somebody else.
Yes.
You want this sense of presence more than you want anything else. And the sense of presence then unwinds all the concepts. And you're behind, you're prior to beingness, I guess is what you would say.
Yes.
And from this position then, you're still able to use the body form, but you're no longer identified as an individual. You don't believe that there's some kind of individual consciousness. You understand that you're an object within consciousness, and consciousness has appeared to you that you are. not John's consciousness.
Yeah.
And you say presence is no longer experiencing. When John's body, this body labeled John, drops, and Beth is still around, then presence is still experiencing. It has not lost anything.
Right, I get that.
And even, again, at the deepest level, no experience, no experiencer, because this is all arising within the bubble of illusion. Mm-hmm. Just remain. Prior to beingness, I'm formless. Right now, I'm formless. After this body is no more, I'm formless.
Mm-hmm.
So what can be gained if I'm formless and I know myself as formless? And what can be lost if I'm formless and I know myself as formless? This is nothing.
Just the consciousness of it. We won't have any consciousness of it anymore.
But see, there's no individual consciousness right now.
Okay, but it still feels like there is.
You're observing the body going through the motions and doing whatever needs to be done, again, picking up and drinking, but you're not taking an egoistic sense of doership. Therefore, the stranglehold on the beingness of I am something else is very, very weak and then released. Denied, I think, is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that word from a Nisargadatta Maharaj thing. It said his beingness was denied, which basically means you're no longer having the stranglehold on this beingness of, if this goes, I go. Because you know yourself in a real sense. Just I. I without anything. No local identification. Do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities while the body form is available, do this and that. But you know that you're not going anywhere. Like, and you're not changing shape or form. Nothing is, you can't. Like there's no way, I think in the Bhagavad Gita, they talk about you can't be burned, you can't be flooded, you can't be cut, and all this sort of, because it's true. Nothing can happen to the you that you are, regardless of how many forms appear or disappear, or how many bodies get together and create a new body. It's you're never not yourself, even though you have conceptualized that you are something apart from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're on the conceptual journey of discovering that you are by removing the illusory layers that have allowed this maintenance of you believing you're something other than the what you are.
Well, it seems like probably there's still some fragment of the Beth identification with a body.